Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Pirates in town to open a homestand against your Milwaukee Brewers.
Our cruisers can't repel firepower of that magnitude.
I think we'll do just fine. It is Star Wars night at the Yard. And we've got the Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning.
Rick!
Morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Rick, you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's okay to say, but be honest. Is this your least favorite night at the ballpark?
No, I like Star Wars night. I'm not necessarily familiar with all of the characters, but the fans love it. And there's going to be post-game laser show, a Star Wars themed laser show. So it'll be kind of fun to see.
Super excited. Speaking of characters, you know, you'll have the Chewbaccas in the stands and the Stormtroopers. Serious, Darth Vader's throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Well, there's a lot of characters out there for sure. So we have a Darth Vader special hamburger. We've got a special cocktail for Star Wars. We've got, you know, the characters roaming around. We've got, you know, the scoreboard will feature the players is, you know, in sort of Star Wars type caricatures. Yeah, there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
You know what you should do, Rick? After the laser show, you should just fire up on the giant screen like the latest movie, like play the Mandalorian movie up there on the screen for everybody. These are ideas here.
Yeah, we're helping.
It'll be a long night at the ballpark, yeah. I will tell you.
Hey, let's talk about the matchup tonight. And it's so fascinating. So a day removed from the Brewers facing American League Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal, tonight we get the National League Cy Young Award winner in Paul Skeens. I want to play something for you. You know, we had your counterpart on the baseball side, Matt Arnold, on with us yesterday. So Eric was talking about, does it help us tonight? You just faced one of the best pitchers in the game on Thursday afternoon. Does it help you prep then for Friday? Here's what Maddie told us.
Does it help to go up against Skeens when you see another Cy Young guy the day before? Like, does that help elevate the eye or anything for a batter?
No.
Asked and answered. No, it's just tough.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's no tools that can help us against these pitchers, but you know, I think we had a good strategy against Skubal yesterday. Unfortunately, we didn't get the W, but we've had Skeens pretty well. But he's a phenomenal pitcher, and you know, you just got to recognize that you have to bring your A game on defense. You have to be, you know, run prevention is key, and any opportunity you can score runs, you got to take advantage of it. So you know, there's a little pressure on the hitters as well as the pitchers to keep the game close, but. Yeah, I mean, we've done well with Skeens, but every game's tough. You know, there's no gimmies in baseball anymore.
And Brandon Woodruff throws for us tonight. Can't wait to see Woody.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's a veteran. He knows how to mix up the pitches. He doesn't have the same velocity he did a few years ago, but I think he's a more intelligent pitcher, and he's hard to hit because he can throw so many different pitches at so many different speeds, and you never really feel comfortable in the batter's box because you just don't know what velocity you're getting out of him, and it changes with each pitch.
So as the weather begins to warm up and we get into May, we got some exciting stuff at the Yard, Rick.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of promotions coming up. We've got, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Windbreaker for Saturday night.
That's nice looking too.
Yeah, I think it'll be popular. And then we've got the first 5,000 kids 14 and under get the Uribe poster on Sunday. And then we've got, some more giveaways in May. But I always say I want people to focus on the first homestand I'm talking about. So we've got three games against the Pirates, three games against the D-backs, been back on the road, and then a lot of games in May. And then, you know, we're starting to play our divisional opponents a lot, which is good because the division's really tough. We've got, you know, five teams well above 500, and, you know, that's obviously not sustainable, but it's going to make for some interesting matchups this summer.
Yeah, Diamondbacks come to town. So right now how it shapes up, we've had the Monday off, and then you've got the Diamondbacks Tuesday through Thursday. I love those 6:40 starts on the weeknights as well, Rick. I think you see a lot of fans responding to that. They know it's not going to be a super late night, and hopefully they stick around.
Yeah, no, the games are, you know, as you know, 25 minutes shorter than they were 5 years ago, and the early starts make it, you know, we want to be able to stay for the whole game. And so if it's a 6:40 start and we can keep it to 2.5 hours, it's manageable, and the, you know, families can get there, get home, and be ready to come back the next day.
Sounds like from fans, and I've been complaining today, Rick, because I live on the south side, so this isn't your fault. It's the DOT, but I got an interchange closure tonight. But in large part, right around the stadium, sounds like fans have actually managed to figure out a way to get to the ballpark, even with all the construction.
Yeah, I think what we've found is several things. First of all, the DOT has been really cooperative in terms of lane closures and communication. We've got extra sheriff's patrols who are helping manage the flow out of the gates and onto the freeways. And the fans are smart. They always find alternatives, or, you know, I think people are prepared. And people were expecting it, I think, to be a lot more congested, and I think they've been pleasantly surprised. You know, I get on the freeway, and I've got about an extra 6 minutes of traffic to deal with, but that's not too bad. And the fans have been great. And, you know, getting to the ballpark's easy, parking's easy. It's egress that's a little challenging, but I think we've been pleasantly surprised. It has been okay.
Well, we thought about you last week. We just, you know, with the construction, obviously the way it is, and then the rain.
Oh yeah,
and seeing what that lake was outside the stadium there for a bit. That, holy cow, the headaches that must have been, or at least the fear of a headache.
Yeah, no, the challenge we have is, you know, obviously the 175, the Brewer's Way, does get flooded, and it causes a huge problem if it floods, because that's the big thoroughfare for people to get on the freeway, both going westbound and eastbound. And, you know, I think I'd love to come up with a magic wand to prevent that. I think there's some things we can do with DOT to try to, you know, minimize the likelihood of it flooding. But, you know, when you have, you know, 4 inches of rain in 2 hours, I think there's not a lot of place for the water to go immediately. So we're just going to have to deal with it. Hopefully, you know, we don't have that problem again this year.
Well, Eric and I will be there tonight. Eric will be wearing the Chewbacca suit, so so look for him.
I'll look for him.
Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
We got Brewers and Pirates for the weekend, and then the Diamondbacks in town for a series starting next week, Tuesday.